Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. Drought is tightening its grip across a wide swath of the American Southwest as farmers, ranchers, and water managers throughout the region brace for what's expected to be more warm and dry weather through the spring. A federal drought map released Thursday shows dry conditions intensifying across the northern part of New Mexico and into southwestern Arizona. In New Mexico, about three-quarters of the winter wheat crop is in poor to very poor condition as meaningful moisture has been scarce since last fall. Along the Rio Grande here in southern New Mexico, the irrigation allotment will be less than half of what farmers received last year. Water orders will begin next week, and irrigation district officials are encouraging growers to use their surface water as soon as crops demand it. New Mexico U.S. Senator Tom Udall calls the nation's renewable fuel standard a well-intentioned idea that is not working. Ross Brown reports.
Critics of the nation's 10-year-old renewable fuel standard want it reformed because they say corn-based ethanol hasn't benefited the environment as intended and hasn't turned out to be much cleaner or more efficient than gasoline. The Greener Fuels Act would cap ethanol and gasoline at under 10% and invest more than $10 billion to restore habitat lost from land being converted to corn and soybean fields to produce ethanol. Colin O'Meara with the National Wildlife Federation believes it's time for a new approach.
The Greener Fuels Act would move America toward a significantly cleaner and more sustainable biofuel system. It's a home run for wildlife. It's a home run for water quality. It's a home run for public health.
New Mexico Senator Tom Udall and Vermont Representative Peter Welch introduced the bill to overhaul the ethanol mandate. The American Coalition for Ethanol says it plans to fight the bill, arguing that it would threaten the environmental benefits ethanol provides. The EPA hasn't released data on how much cropland is being converted to produce ethanol, but Sophie Shemis with the New Mexico Wildlife Federation says it's believed that widespread cropland conversion since 2007 has produced pollution equivalent to 20 million additional cars on the road each year.
It's done a lot of great things by bringing attention to the need for advanced biofuels, but it's failed to promote biofuels other than the ones that are derived from corn ethanol.
Shemis says the Greener Fuels Act would advance biofuels that lower climate-disrupting pollution. She adds that production of next-generation biofuels would benefit New Mexico.
So New Mexico has actually established itself as a leader in the other advanced biofuel categories. By prioritizing those instead, we can give a boost to New Mexico's economy, maybe bring in some incentives for people who are working on that research and development of those products.
Senator Udall noted that New Mexico recorded its warmest fall ever in 2017 and said the nation needs better climate-smart policies. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
In more news, New Mexico's first space festival will be held in Las Cruces April 12th to April 14th. Emily Guerra has more. Walt Rubel.
To showcase the accomplishments and importance of space in Las Cruces and surrounding communities, a group of space enthusiasts got together to create the first ever space festival. The theme for the three-day event is Making Space for Everyone. Space Festival volunteer and regional director of Big Brothers and Big Sisters, Don Staroska, says that one of the activities to celebrate the festival is the Challenger Learning Center. It is only one of 40 centers around the world.
Which is a really cool module that Las Cruces Public Schools has housed within their curriculum. It's down here at the Loretto Town Center, and it really is, one portion of it is emission control, and the other portion is the vehicle that's going to Mars. And so they're, typically, Las Cruces Middle School students do this. I think it's all sixth graders go through the project twice, but they're opening this up to the public. I did it with our Big Brothers, Big Sisters program, and it is so much fun. You split, and half the time you're in mission control, so you have particular tasks that you have to do, and your partner is on the vehicle. And so they've got this very cool system with big screens where you're looking at what's going on, where is the vehicle, what we're trying to land this module, what's going on, and you have the other person on the other side that's communicating. So the Learning Center is opening that up for public sessions. They're free, and they're sponsored by Virgin Galactic.
Registrations are required for the Challenger Learning Center missions. Visit ChallengerLasCruces.com. New Mexico's first space festival begins Thursday, April 12th. The schedule for all events and activities is available at lcspacefestival.com and on Facebook. You can listen to the entire interview with Don Starosta on Fronteras this Saturday at 5 p.m. on KRWG-FM on Facebook and krwg.org. To listen, just click on Puentes at our news link. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.
Remember, you can always stay updated with the latest news at our website, krwg.org. We're on social media. You can give us a thumbs up on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at KRWG. Also, we're on YouTube. Subscribe to the KRWG News YouTube channel. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next.